Jumanji, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. When Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventure. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, this is the first letter I'm going to write to you in 1950. Happy New Year, Mamma Mia. 1950. Seems like yesterday I'm going to get off a boat in New York and a man has sold me the Chrysler building. Later, when I told this to Pasquale, he was getting very mad at me. He said it was bad to buy real estate when the prices is going down. Anyway,
Hello, Mr. Basco. Letter for you.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Mailman. Hey, is it from my mom?
Yes, yeah, she sent it their mail this time.
Well, it must be important. Maybe Uncle Pietro's goat is finally got the man.
Well, so long, Mr. Basco.
Yeah, goodbye. Dear son Luigi, thanks for all those nice Christmas presents. Aunt Margarita, thanks to you for a glass of coffee maker, which she's broke yesterday. Cousin Maria, thanks to you for nice perfume, which your cat is spill all over himself. Luigi, that the cat is a smell so nice, and now all the mice they come to him. Also, Uncle Pietro is to say thank you very much for that very fancy American coat hanger. But Luigi, Uncle Pietro has got no coat. Oh, would break your heart if you could see him go to work this cold winter morning. All he's got to wear is a shirt, a jacket, and a hot water bottle. Luigi, maybe you know some rich millionaire who's got an extra overcoat that would fit to you, Uncle Pietro. He's a wear size 36 or size 38. Even a 40. And if you know somebody who's got a 42, 44, take all. Then Uncle Pietro could also cover the goat. I'm a hope this letter is to find you healthy and happy in America. Santa Maria, Mom. Poor Uncle Pietro, if I only had some coat I could send to him. Wait, maybe there's somebody in my ed school class who's got it. I'm going to go there right now and ask.
Quiet class, quiet please. That's good. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Guilty.
Mr. Schultz, what do you mean, guilty?
I didn't do my homework. But please, Miss Spalding, you gotta excuse me. It's the first time this year.
Well, naturally, this is the first school day of the new year.
Oh, what a coincidence. Oh, thank you, fellow boobers.
Oh, never mind that, Mr. Schultz. Now, class, today our lesson is on spelling, and we are going to review the rules for forming plurals. Now, we all know that one of a thing is called the singular. Now, Mr. Horowitz, if there are two, it's called...
Marriage.
No, Mr. Horowitz, we're talking about plurals. Could you tell me the plural of the word mouse?
With pleasure. Mice.
Mice, that's good.
Not in my house.
Quiet, please. Mr. Schultz, since you're so anxious to talk, answer these questions. Now, what is the plural of deer?
Deer.
Sheep.
Sheeps.
Swine.
Shrines.
Mr. Schultz got all three wrong. Why?
To tell the truth, I was leaving myself for the jackpot question.
That is not so funny. Now, Mr. Basco, you may tell us the plurals of deer, sheep, and swine.
Huh?
Tell us the plurals of deer, sheep, and swine.
Huh? Oh, animals.
No, no, I'm talking about number.
Is it 36 or 38 or 42?
Mr. Basco, what are you talking about?
Uncle Pietro, he's a cold.
Please,
you see?
Mr. Basco, not now.
Miss Spaulding, if you wish, I would be overjoyed to give you the rule for the plural. Miss Spaulding, you know how dependable I am. Always with the information on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, why don't you sneeze and bite off your brain?
Just tell us the rule, please.
Yeah. The simple spelling rule covering the plural says that when the singular ends in a sound with which S cannot unite in pronunciation, but must form a separate syllable, E is inserted before S in forming the plural, unless the word ends with a silent E, which then forms a separate syllable with the S. Now, Schultz, what can be simpler than that?
For one thing, Einstein's theory of relativity.
Mr. Olson, you quoted that rule perfectly. Now, let us see if the class has learned anything. Mr. Basco, can you give us an example?
Huh?
Give us an example.
Huh. 2 and 2 is a 4.
Ach, now there's a man we can all understand.
Mr. Basco, have you studied your lesson for today?
Oh, yes, Miss Spaulding, but when I'm a keep thinking about my mom is right to me about Uncle Pietro. He's in his overcoat to keep him warm this winter. And I'm got the nothing to send him.
Oh, well,
wait,
Luigi. I got an old overcoat for you.
Oh, thanks, Horowitz.
Oh, wait, I forgot. It's filled with mop holes.
That's all right. I'm a sewed up.
Also, the buttons are missing.
Well, I'm a sewed that up, too.
Oh, I just remembered. My wife's brother is wearing the coat.
Him we can't throw up.
Oh, Luigi, I have an idea that you're the Yim Dandy. Why don't you go to the Salvation Army?
Yes, that might be fine, Mr. Basco. You know, it's a very worthwhile organization.
Well, it's worth a try.
Look, stop. Don't do it, Luigi. You're better off to go to Pasquale than the Salvation Army.
Sure, so what do you mean?
When I first came here, I went to the Salvation Army. I went inside for a meal. And in 10 minutes, I was wearing a uniform, swinging a tambourine, beating a drum, and singing, "Your mother still waits for you, child."
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Pasquale, I'm going to ask you a big favor about something.
There's no rush, little banana nose. Hey, sit down by this table. The best of my spaghetti palace. Maybe you want us to bring you out some pizza?
No thanks, Pasquale.
Some spaghetti is delicious.
No thanks, Pasquale.
Then how's about some lasagna? Tasted like it was made in heaven.
No.
I know. A beautiful filet mignon steak with a French fried potatoes is just a melt into your mouth.
That I'll have.
That I ain't got.
All right, then I'll have the lasagna.
I ain't got that either.
Don't know why you're asking me if I'm a want.
Just to try to be sociable, a little pumpkin head.
Well, thank you very much, Pasquale. But with all this talk about food, I'm a fool already. What I'm really coming here for is a favor. Pasquale, you see my Uncle Pietro, he's got no warmer clothes, and I'm like very much.
Luigi, go no further. Come with me in the back of the store. Oh, you're a lucky fellow, Luigi. You got a nice and rich friend like a Pasquale. I'm always a flash. Clothes and money, stocks and bonds, all the four.
That's right, Pasquale. You biggest of four flusher I know.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, you come out of different. Well, Luigi, as to my wardrobe. Now, close your eyes, and when you open up, you're going to see a sight you never saw before.
Mamma mia. She's a look-alike of all the department stores.
That's right. Feel that coat over there. That's real suspensive. It's what they call a camel's hair.
Camel's hair? You mean they make a coat from a camel, sir?
Sure. What do you think? They make only cigarettes? Make coats from lots of animals. Beavers, muckrats, minxes, and they make suits from fishes, too.
Fishes?
Sure. Didn't you ever hear of shark skin? And look, Luigi, look at that suit over there. That's a herring bone.
Come on, Maria, there's so much to learn.
Sure. Just look at this coat, Luigi. All the camels are here.
Pasquale, maybe you think I'm a stupid. But it's the first time I'm found out the camels has got a button.
Look, Luigi, is there 23 suits and a coat in this closet? I'm no greedy. For your Uncle Pietro, take any one you want.
Oh, Pasquale, you're so kind. I'm going to take this camel's coat. You're really good, man.
That's all right, Luigi. I'm glad to do you a favor.
Thank you, Pasquale.
Luigi, I did you a favor. Now maybe you're going to do me a little favor.
Sure, Pasquale. What the favor you want?
Marry my daughter, Rosa. Well, Luigi, what do you say?
Camel will get the back in the closet.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's Adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
Hello, so, Mamma Mia. I'm very sorry to write to you. I'm still got an overcoat to send Uncle Pietro. I'm looked in my closet, but Mamma Mia, what's the use to look? If a moth was trapped in my closet, he would starve to death. Poor Uncle Pietro. That's the kindest man that ever lived. Remember when I was a little boy, Mamma Mia? I was nothing to eat in a house. Papa was had no money. We was starving. Suddenly, in as walked Uncle Pietro with two chickens. There we was sitting around the table. You, me, Papa, Uncle Pietro, and the two hungry chickens. Uncle Pietro is no had the heart to kill them. So it look like a bad news.
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, Shirley.
Oh, Luigi, you look so beat, like a real poop cop. The smile, be like my coffee pot. Perk up. What am I talking about? Coffee is $1 a pound.
Sure, I'm asking Pasquale for a coat, but he said there's nothing to do unless I'm a Mary Rosa.
Oh, that Pasquale. Anything he gives away ain't got strings attached. It's got a noose. Just what did he say, Luigi?
Well, he said if I'm a Mary Rosa, he's giving me one of a 23 clothes. Anyone. Even a minxes with a buttons and a fishes that's a make a suit from a little herons.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmer?
But, Schultz, what am I going to do?
Well, Luigi, you could go to a pawn shop dealer.
Pawn shop dealer? What's that?
He's a fella that makes a living from people who are broke. Yeah. In other words, he lives on the flat of the land.
Sure, so you think this upon a shop of fellas are going to sell me a coat?
Why not? How much money you got to spend, Luigi?
$3.
Himmels, $3?
But it's just that $3 enough to buy old overcoat?
For $3, you couldn't buy an old sweatshirt. No, wait, Luigi. Into my head, an idea just pooped.
Those pawnbrokers, they make a lot of money on those old coats, you know. Uh-huh. Why don't you go out and buy one the same as they do?
But the house shoes...
You go around in backyards and you holler, I cash clothes, any old clothes. Now, Luigi, let me hear you say that.
I cash clothes, any old clothes. Schultz, then what do the people do?
They throw down milk bottles.
No, smile, Luigi. I'm only trying to cheer you up. From the whole neighborhood, somebody is bound to have one old coat he wants to get rid of, and there you are.
Oh, sure, so you really like the saver?
Sure, and twice as sweet.
Well, Luigi, I gotta go now. Goodbye, and cheer up. Remember, be like me, always smiling, happy, laughing. Oh, my rheumatism is killing me.
All the clothes, I'm a cashier. I'm a cashier, all the clothes.
Luigi, what are you celebrating about? The New Year's was 3 days ago.
But, Sonny, I'm a don't need your help. But, sure, Susan, just give me a wonderful idea.
Oh, fine thing. You listen to that delicatessen, a man of Schultz. So what is that going to get you? Nothing. He's got a lesser brains in his little finger than I got in my whole head. Luigi, look, why you don't stop with this crazy closing business? Always are you looking to help for somebody else. Help yourself for a change.
But, Pasquale, remember what they say. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Sure, if you're a price fighter. Look, Luigi, I'm still willing to help you out. I got 23 garments just itching to jump on you Uncle Pietro's back. All you got to do is marry Rosa. What do you say?
No.
Please, Luigi, just the once.
No.
Be sensible. I'm just told Rosa she should do anything to make you happy. You can't be alone all of your life. Even the Lone Rangers got his horse. So why don't you marry Rosa?
Pasquale, I don't want a horse.
Luigi,
Please, I'm gonna go now.
But Lu... Oh, so he's a walk out of me, eh? Gonna go round and buy an old coat. Oh, if there was only some way I... Ooh, I think I know just how to fix that little pup of squeak. I gotta call the city hall to fix him good. Hello? Hello, give me the business license department. I teach him to turn down on my Rosa. Hello, license department. That certain fella named Luigi Basco is going around the Halstead Street neighborhood buying old clothes without a license. That's very bad, eh? You going to send out an inspector? Good. Now we see who's going to have the last to laugh. By the time Luigi gets it through, he's going to be happy to settle for any license. Maybe even a marriage license.
I'm a cashier. All the clothes are I'm a cashier. She missed me. Well, Uncle Pietro is still in need of that Dakota. I'm a cashier. Call a clothes.
Hey, look, mister, what do you want? Trouble?
No, lady, overcoat.
You want me to call a cop?
You think he's got the one?
Hey, get up.
I'm a cashier. Call a clothes. I'm a cashier. Mama mia, nobody's answered. Maybe I'm a treading in the door. See what's happening. Please, mister, maybe you...
Look, bud, if it's vacuum cleaners, we got one. Magazines I don't read. I got no dough for any charity, and I don't want a chance at a raffle. So what do you want?
Huh? I want all the clothes you got.
Yeah, and I'm wearing them.
Please, I'm a pet cashier. Maybe you got something that's old in the house?
Yeah, I have. My mother-in-law, but she's sleeping. Now, don't bother me.
I'm a Please.
Hey, bud. Huh? You, come here. Want to buy a coat?
Sure.
I got just the one for you. This is a great buy. This coat is hot.
Good. And my Uncle Pietro, he kind of use a hot coat.
It's fine.
Does it cost much money?
Believe me, it's a steal.
Oh, I don't want anything. It's a steal.
Hey, look, Buster, save the jokes, will you? This coat is hot, but it ain't stolen. I got it from a fence.
From a fence?
Well, sure. I get plenty of stuff off of this fence.
You're lucky. I'm past 100 of the backyards. I'm going to see what it cost on any fence.
Hey, look, I ain't got no time to stand around here chewing a rag.
What?
Chewing the rag.
What's the matter? You got a toothache?
Hey, look, you want to buy this coat or not?
Please, I want very much to buy this coat. How much do you want for it?
Three sawbucks
are good. I'm a buy.
It's a deal. Here's the coat.
And thank you. Here's the $3. Please, you saw them yourself.
Hey, stop this, wise guy. $3 is $30. Don't you understand English?
Sure, but I'm a guess that maybe was both went to two different night schools.
All right, what do you say? I ain't going to argue. You got the $30?
What? Wait, please. I'm a like to buy, but a $30.
What's the matter? Ain't the coat worth it?
Sure, it's a beautiful coat. Soft, warm, nice lining. Big pockets. Hey, how's it possible a coat should have such a big pocket?
Well, the guy who owned this coat used to pack his rods there.
Pack his rods?
Yeah.
Mamma mia, what a funny place to hang the curtains.
All right, look, break it up, Mac. You don't want to buy.
No, wait. You wouldn't want $30 for the coat?
Check.
Oh, you take a check, huh?
No, strictly cash.
You mean real money?
Check.
That's what I said.
Why did I ever apply for a parole? Come on, will you hand back the coat?
Hey, well, you buying old clothes?
Yeah.
I'm a city license inspector.
Uh-oh.
Oh, license?
Well, I hope that you two gentlemen will excuse. I am due to deliver a lecture at the YMCA.
Oh, wait a minute. You're Luigi Basco, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me, yes, sir.
Did you buy this coat from that man?
Not yet,
sir. Well, good. Before you do any more of this buying, you'll have to get a license.
Well, then I can go, Inspector?
Sure.
Well, thank you, Inspector. It gives me a deep sense of gratification to know that we got people like you protecting us honest, law-abiding citizens. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, I see you come back without a coat.
What's the matter? You having a trouble, little pumpkin head?
That's well, please. I'm having so much trouble, I'm going to forget everything.
You want to forget, huh? Luigi, how can you forget that my 23 pieces of clothes are hanging in the closet and you, Uncle Pietro, freezing to death?
What?
Don't forget those winters in Italy, Luigi. They're mean. Worse than California. Maybe right now, just because of your stubbornness, your Uncle Pietro is laying in a single bed with a double pneumonia.
But please, Pasquale.
Luigi, look, I'm not asking you to make this a bigger sacrifice for my daughter Rosa. It's for your own frostbitten flesh and blood. Because of you, everybody's probably calling him Uncle Pietro the Human Popsicle. Now, just think of that, the picture.
No, stop, Pasquale, please. I can't face it.
Then I call in a Rosa.
I can't face it, that either.
Luigi, you got your choice. Uncle Pietro or Rosa?
That's right. Is a frost or a fat? All right, Pasquale, call her in.
That's what I like, a weakling. Rosa! 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 Yes, my little pie face. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Rosha.
Rosha, I've got good news for you. Luigi's just asking me to be his father-in-law. You know what that's going to make you?
His mother-in-law.
Oh, shut up your face. Luigi, you're never going to be sorry with her. Only yesterday, I said to her, Rosha, you do everything possible to make Luigi happy.
And I said I'd do anything, Papa. Luigi, kiss me.
All right, Luigi. Come here, Luigi. Don't run away. Come here. Look, my boy, we're going to go to my closet and you pick out any coat that you want, even the camel's hair. I'm open up in the closet. Where's the coats or the suits? The closet's empty.
Empty?
Yes. Say, what's happened to all of my clothes? Who's responsible for this?
Me, Papa.
You, why?
You told me to do anything for Luigi.
Yes.
So I said all your clothes don't be a drawer.
And so, Mamma Mia, soon Uncle Pietro is going to get to his coat. Not only is he going to have a coat, but also he's going to give one to the mailman, the baker, all of his friends, and maybe even have one left for the goat. Here's a big bundle of clothes coming, Mamma Mia. 23. One favor I'm like to ask you. You see, Mamma Mia, winter's a day very cold here in Chicago. So if Uncle Pietro can spare one of his coats, please, he should send one to me. That's right, Pasquale can use it. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the immigrant.
Be sure to listen next Tuesday at the same time over most of these stations when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco telling of his adventures in America. And this letter is one of the most important he has ever written, because after being in America for over a year, Luigi gets his first citizenship paper. So be with us next Tuesday when Luigi tells about this thrilling experience to his Mama Basco in it. Life of Luigi is a Cy Howard production written by Max Van Orton, Lou Devon, and directed by Max Van Orton. Stars J. Carroll Myers as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.